To be joined by Ian Ritchie, the new CEO of the Rugby Football Union. And I guess, Ian, first of all, a few days into your new job, does it feel like kind of almost a new school, a bit daunting and obviously very inspiring too?
I think it is very inspiring. I think you're almost coming to work here in Twickenham is a wonderful experience. We're sitting here overlooking the pitch. And as I've said before, I really do believe that working in sport is fantastically enjoyable and entertaining. One of the reasons why I wanted to take the job because of that. I think it's a privilege to be involved in sport, whether it's community sport, whether it's professional sport, and in particular to be involved at the RFU. So yes, of course, there's lots of things I need to learn, lots of people I need to meet, lots of listening I need to do, but I think it's about as much fun as you can have.
Definitely, and you can, of course, with 30 years in business, sport, media and so on, six very successful years, may I say, obviously with the All England club. Coming into rugby and into the RFU, it's something relatively new to you in terms of the actual sport, but I guess a lot of the doctrines are hopefully quite interchangeable.
Well, you hope that you've got some relevant experience and learnings. I think you've always got to be very careful to recognise that, you know, rugby is different. I've got to get, as I say, a greater appreciation and understanding. I've always been an enormous rugby fan. I've watched many, many internationals. Even when I was working in ITV, I was looking after the 95 World Cup coverage in South Africa. So, you know, I love rugby. I certainly don't play, I hasten to add, but I've enjoyed it. But I think, yes, I hope I've got some relevant experience that I can then bring. And at 58, I've hopefully got some background in management and can bring that to the role here.
And in terms of your kind of ethos coming in, obviously rugby is a sport, so it should be fun. It's also about winning out on the pitch. It's about being commercially viable, commercially successful. So there's a lot to kind of, I wouldn't say juggle, but a lot to sort of focus on and get into perspective.
Yes, I think one of the most difficult things for me is probably trying to find a balance of priority and where do you spend your time. And I think, you know, I'd ask everybody for a bit of patience and forbearance about, you know, what do I do? You know, how much time do I manage to get out of the office? How much time do I get to talk to people? How much time do I get to visit clubs? When, as you rightly say, there's certain priorities that are inevitably time-consuming, like the England head coach appointment, like some other things. So I think I've got to be careful about how I spend my time, but recognising that I want to try and get out and about as much as possible and try and schedule that. Because I enjoy that sort of interaction and want to get out and see as many people as I possibly can.
You mentioned the England head coach role there. If we can come on to that, obviously we're here at Twickenham now on Saturday. It was a very vibrant, very ebullient atmosphere, increasingly so, I felt, compared to maybe months gone by. There's a real good feel factor despite the defeat against Wales under what Stuart Lancaster and his coaching staff are doing at the moment.
I think Stuart's done a great job. I think all the team have...